7. Childless Couples. Dialogue 1.
What's your opinion about childless couples? Will you choose to have no kids?
To be honest, I wouldn't.
Why? Do you have to make a choice now?
Not really, but it has puzzled me for a long time.
What's the puzzle?
My husband and I prefer to have no kids, but my mother-in-law is very traditional and wants grandkids.
Oh, I see. I think the older generation tend to think in a different way.
Yes, it seems she can never accept a childless marriage. We had a fight last night.
Oh, really? Maybe she is just eager to see her grandchildren.
But it's absolutely our own business to have a child or not.
Definitely.
You know, I often overhear our neighbor, the young couple, fighting about how to raise their kid, and I really don't want kids to spoil our happiness.
Don't worry. I think in most cases, children are the glue that keeps a family together.
I guess you're right, but I still prefer to have no child.
Sure. You can fully enjoy your time together.
Dialogue 2.
Congratulations, a mother-to-be.
Thanks. How about you? You've been married for several years.
I don't know yet. My wife and I have thought about it, but we're just not ready.
Do you want to be a dink family?
What does that mean?
Dink is the short term for dual income, no kids. It is said that young, childless couples are a new trend in China.
Oh, really? I have no idea about that.
They choose so because they don't want children to involve in their life and spoil the marriage.
That's true. But we're not having kids right now for romantic reasons. We're just waiting for the right time.
Oh, I see. It takes time and energy to raise a child.
Definitely. You know, I've just got a promotion in our company. If we have a baby now, I will miss a good opportunity.
I understand. I used to have the same problem as you.
I guess eventually I'll have one, as we don't want to let our parents down.
Good for you. Kids will bring a lot of happiness.
Thank you.